Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we got you covered. Apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Getting hot, dude.
Eddie Murphy been on Saturday Night Live when he did James Browning.
Getting hot, dude.
Like the water, they put his foot in the water. Funnier when he did it. We have a special guest in the studio. Let me recap and give you a short version of a story I told yesterday. On July 27th, that was a Thursday, I went on there at the other station. I informed people that the last day, the last show, would be September 14th. Left the station at 6 o'clock, got home about when I normally get home, about 6:40. In less than an hour, the phone rings. I look at it. I see a number, but normally, you know how you have contacts, and it'll say, so-and-so's. There was no name. It was just a number, and I said, hello. And a voice on the other end said, and Tim, I'm going to do it, but then I want you to do it, and then we'll have the real guy come in. The voice said, Frank, you don't know me. My name is Randy Markell. We need to meet. Now, you'd say it the way you think that would sound. I would.
Frank, you don't know me, but my name's Randy Markell, and I'm just telling you, sir, we need to meet. All right. Need to meet pronto.
All right, you win. And now I'd like to hear it from the actual guy himself, Randy Markell. Go ahead and reenact that call you made to me. You have to get closer, I'll tell you that.
Frank, you don't know me, but my name's Randy Markell, and we need to meet.
Now, see, he changed his voice.
I don't know. He's talking more Midwestern.
He disguised the Texas accent because he doesn't want to admit that your Tim Woodburn's impression is dead on.
Yeah, I think Tim said more like Randy than Randy did.
Well,
yeah,
Randy. Tim, you can start being me. I'll be you. I'm going to prank call
now,
Frank.
The real accent's coming out here. Randy is the owner of Chuck's Boots, and you say, well, what does a guy who owns the largest boots, so it's the largest boot store in the world, so what? What does he know about radio? We quickly found out nothing. He knows anything about radio. And part of the proof of that is look who he's hired. That proves it. That was an interesting day for me. And then you and I had, and I sort of kept rough track of the hours, we met for about, it was over 40 hours before the deal was done. And I wanted to know, this is actually very interesting, I wanted to know more about him than he wanted to know about me. And at our second meeting, I made a comment. It was something to the effect of, well, look, you know how I do what I do. And as soon as I said that, he went, no, Frank, I don't, bud. And that's the other thing. He calls everybody bud. I'm trying to put a stop to that, at least with me. But I don't. I've never heard you. And I thought it was a joke. I thought he was kidding, and he wasn't kidding. He had never heard me. So I'll ask you, How did you call a guy and say, we're going to make this happen when you've never heard the guy on the air?
Well, because...
You're going to have to get closer.
Oh, sorry.
I know you own the place, but this is my show.
Well, how did it start?
That has never happened to me.
When I was first told about you, Dan Caesar's the one who asked me. I was happening to be talking to him on the phone, and he said, what do you think about Frank O'Pinion? And I said, he's not sports, and all I want is sports. And so we left it at that. And then calls started coming in, and people started calling. I started calling friends of mine that I value their opinion, and they said, you need to go get Frank. And I started thinking about it, and I said, well, all right, maybe we need to make a left turn here and go from just sports to sports and entertainment. So it made sense. And so Frank and I started a whirlwind romance. Oh, and no,
I don't like that.
You did touch me a couple times, Frank, if you remember.
Not, that is
so,
not true.
Anyways, we made a deal, and I think it's going to take us where we need to be. So I'm very happy with it, and it's exciting. It's an exciting time right now. So,
well, a lot of listeners apparently feel that way too, and I'm kind of scrambling here because here's an example. This is from a guy named Jim, and I don't like to give last names on emails because sometimes people might not want that. But it's a very short email. I got this morning. I guess it came in last night. I read emails in the morning. Here's what it says about yesterday. He says, great debut. It'll be interesting to see the new sponsors that 590 will get now that you are there. Smart move with Larry Connors following you. I have a feeling the owner of this station has just struck oil.
Thank you.
I agree with you. And I didn't bring you in here to thank you for anything. We'll probably at some point in a year or so be thanking each other. But I will tell everybody that I sort of had two choices. I could retire, or I could keep doing this, but I had to keep doing it somewhere where they would let me do what I do. And the first meeting we had, the very first meeting, and you tell me if I get anything wrong here. I said, before we do anything else, I said, there's some things you need to know about me. And these are not negotiable. And then I started. I said, I work 4 days a week, not five. For 3 years, I've had Fridays off, and I kind of like three-day weekends. I like to keep doing that. I work 3 hours a day. I don't answer to anybody except listeners and advertisers, and then you come in third. I went on to say that I took all the holidays off, that I would take 2 or 3 weeks vacation, that I would spend some time out of town here and there, and pretty much had complete freedom and autonomy, and I just went on and on and on. I said I will never go to a meeting. I don't do remotes. And I go down the list, and when I finished, he said, and then Tim, I want you to do it in his voice. Frank, but I don't have a problem with any of that. How would it sound?
Now, Frank, I don't think I have a problem with any of that.
It's got to be weird.
I'd like to hear Randy do that.
Well, you do it in your real voice, not that Midwestern thing you faked 12 ago.
Frank, I don't have a problem with any of
that. No, see, how he sounds. That is not how he sounds. No, it's not. Tim, you know it's not.
No, he left Texas in Texas, and now he's talking like the St. Louis in St. Louis, but the Texas is like in the hallway.
All right, here's what's going to happen with this radio station. This radio station, and I told him this, for the last 4 or 5 years has been kind of an embarrassment. And that's no offense to some people on the air, because Tim McKernan and Doug Vaughn have a good morning show. It's not about that. It's about the fact that this radio station, if you said 590 and that somebody had gone to work there, I got the impression that was the end of your career. This is a place you go to get hired, fired, rehired, and refired. And it's the end of the line. And that stopped yesterday. And the other thing that's going to happen is, I said yesterday, this is what's so weird. This is the very first radio station job I had, was at this exact spot on the dial in 1970, when it was WRTH, Beautiful Music of Worth, owned by Avco Radio. And I was a part-time grunt gopher. I typed up cards for the guys on the air to read. But that station on the same frequency with the same signal was one of the five top stations in St. Louis. They were KMOX, WIL, KSD, KXOK, and WRTH 590. A major player. That's about to happen again here because I think we're doing a lot of the right things. Now, I didn't realize you had never met till just now Limey Phillips, the controller. Is that true?
Very, very much so.
Which is a pleasure, sir.
My pleasure.
Everything Limey says, no matter what it is, sounds sophisticated. He could read anything. Do we have anything for him to read here? Just anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Just a magazine or is a paper. There's a newspaper. Tim, find something in the paper that's just nonsensical, whatever. Just whatever.
Randy, sure, you're going to have to
There's a Mizzou receiver who's going to get to play this week, and it's at the bottom.
Read that, Limey. Just read
the bottom of it? Yeah. All right. The fifth week of the regular season proved hazardous to the Southeastern Conference football programs at Louisiana
That's
State.
That's enough. It sounds like it's coming right out of Buckingham Palace.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like he's a spokesperson for the Queen or something. So that's the story of what's going to happen with this radio station. Here's why I think it's not just possible, it is going to happen. I want you to tell him the Chuck's Boots story. Now, for the first time in my life, I thought the least I could do is go buy a pair of boots. And here's the other thing. In our negotiation, he just agreed to everything, and I thought, well, I have to throw something in here. So I agreed to do a couple of Chuck's Boots commercials. We'll do one now. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Do one together. You bought Chuck's Boots 19 years ago.
Yes, sir. 19 years ago, paid $600,000 for it.
At the time, it was not the biggest boot store in the world.
No, it was, there wasn't much to it. Chuck had let it run down, and he had two stores. I only wanted to one. And in its heyday, in the Urban Cowboy days, it had done $1.7 million. It was now doing less than $1 million, but I knew that it had the potential to do over 1.7, and that was all the money in the world. So today we now have two stores. They are the biggest boot stores in the world, Fenton's First, St. Peter's Second, and we do in excess of $12 million. So took us 19 years to get there, but it's, you
right,
know.
So here's my question. We're not in Texas, we're not in Oklahoma, we're not in New Mexico, where every other person wears boots. How did you take a boot store from where it was to the biggest in the world, not being even in one of those states? How do you do that?
Well, we did it with diversifying. We had not only Western boots, we also had work boots, motorcycle boots, uniform boots, casual boots, women's fashion boots. So it's a combination of all of that. Whenever I was on the floor and saw, you know, if two people asked for a certain kind of boot, I started getting interested, excited. Three people, then that was a pattern, so we went out and got that. And we just built it that way by giving the people what they wanted. And it took, like I said, it took 19 years to get where we're at, but, you know, we're now pretty, established.
You must sell boots to people all over the world, though.
We do. We sell boots to people all over the world. We don't really deal in the internet because when you're selling boots on the internet, your returns are astronomical. So I'd prefer just, if someone calls us, we'll be happy to ship it, but we just cater to the, you know, probably within a 100-mile radius. And whoever calls us with a specific boot, we'll be happy to ship it. So
I'm going to do my other boots joke today in honor of Chuck's Boots. And I have agreed to do a couple of commercials a week. And the only downside to this is I made the mistake of taking my wife into Chuck's Boots. And she bought a pair. We did. In the interest of full disclosure, we got the employee discount. No, we did. I got the
What
discount.
Is the employee discount?
It's like 20-30% off. I mean, it's pretty good.
Hey, that's pretty good.
For you, buddy, it's free.
Hey, what's up? All right, free pair of boots.
Wait a minute. They're free for him?
Well, you make a lot more than he does, Frank.
Thank you. All right.
So
Frank, I'm now working three jobs to pay your salary.
Just so that's fine with me. I take my wife in, and we both have the same rating. I'd never been in Chuck's Boots. And folks, if you've never been in, I don't know about St. Peter's. I'm sure it's fantastic. But this Fenton thing, we walked in, and we just stood there. And we couldn't believe what we're looking at. Was it like 60,000 pairs of boots or something in there, right? And
yes.
They range in price from under $100 to $2,000 a pair, correct?
Whoa.
So my wife, of course, there's no way she's going to buy a $100 pair of boots. She's just not. And I have to admit that I caved in and bought myself a pair of black alligator Lucchese boots. $750. And I'm telling you something. When I wear them, I'm the king of the cowboy world, buddy. They are really nice boots. But here's the problem, gentlemen, and I will go ahead and tell you now, because you don't know this. Women have little tricks and shopping habits that we don't know about. Tim, are you married?
Nope.
Have you ever been married?
Nope.
Good for you, man.
Yep.
I mean, that's too bad. I feel sorry for you. That's what I meant to say. So here's the way women buy boots. My wife bought a beautiful pair of boots. And then she says to me the other day, we have to go back. And I said, why? She says, these are medium height boots. See, women, there mm-hmm. are some boots that go up higher toward the knee than others. Women have to have three sizes. The lower boots that don't go up as high, mid-calf, and then almost up to the knee boots.
Well, and different colors, too, to match
different colors, outfits. Different hides, different seasons. So where a man might have two pairs of boots, I have one. For every pair a man has, a woman seems to be able to justify about 18 pairs of boots. That's just the way women are. But it's a great store. And I want to say hello, if she's listening, and maybe not, to Micah. Micah waited on us. And Micah, and everybody in there, is, if you don't know one thing about boots, and I think that's a lot of people, they do. They do. Now, the last thing I want to tell them before I let you go, and what's really funny to me is he sits here and he hardly says anything. When you're with him somewhere, let me tell you something. I told him he could come in there anytime he wants. And he just talks loud and he dominates the conversation. Maybe he's intimidated in here, but I have to tell this story. No, listen, I have to tell the story. In the course of our 40 hours of meeting, I tried everything I could. I tried to find out something horrible about him. I couldn't. I wanted to and I couldn't. And so we start to talk, and we find out we're both from the South. We both were brought up
poor.
Poor. I found out I don't curse, and neither. No, wait a second. That's not right. He curses all the time. but then we had a lot in common. We had poor childhoods in the South, and so I start to just tell him stories. I ask him if he was married, when he got married, and how long he'd been married. And I told him how long I'd been married, for forever and ever and ever. And then I proceed to tell him a story about 1973. That the first car, folks, the story I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. I said the first car we ever were able to buy new, and I was so proud of it, was a 1973 yellow Volkswagen Super Beetle. In 73, the Beetle, and they were all over. Dan, do you remember in 60s, 70s, every other person had a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
But in 73, they curved the windshield, and it was called the Super Beetle. It's a little bit different. So we bought a brand new one. It was our first new car. And we brought it to celebrate the fact that after 10 months in South Carolina, we were coming back to St. Louis because I was going to take a job, a really good job back here, that actually fell apart. In 6 weeks, the job was gone and the company was bankrupt. The guy lied to me who hired me. So I have a new car. We have an apartment. We have a lease on up and off of Lilac in North County, Rain Tree Apartments. And she has no job, and now I have no job. But we had this new yellow Volkswagen. And I'm telling him the story, and then I start to tell him that my son, my older son, Adam, is the master at finding cars. If there's any car you're looking for, you turn that project over to my son, he'll find the car. So for 2 years, my son has been looking for a completely restored, and I mean showroom new, 73 Saturn yellow Volkswagen Super Beetle. Doesn't exist, not in the country. So the night we go to dinner, I said, I want to meet your wife. I want you to meet my wife. So we have dinner at Annie Gunn's. We sit down to dinner, and Randy says, Frank, I brought you a present. I brought you something, but I don't have it here. I was hoping it would be here, but it's not. It won't be here till Saturday. I wanted it to be in the parking lot. And then he hands me a classified ad that he had out of some publication, and circled was an ad for a 73 yellow Volkswagen. Now, it wasn't restored. It was original. It was $5,000. He said, Frank, I bought that for you. It'll be here Saturday. And I said, Randy, I'm not taking a car. I don't even work for you. Oh, you'll take it. You'll take it. Because I'm not taking it back. And I said, well, I'll just write you a check. I won't cash it and I won't deposit it. I said, this is insane. Well, you said you want, I said I wanted a, like, fully restored, like new, frame up restoration, blah, blah, blah. Well, you also said that doesn't exist. So Saturday comes. He says, it's going to be delivered to Chuck's Boots. Somebody will call you.
Oh, I think Randy should finish telling the story, because he got a phone call from the, from somebody at Chuck's Boots.
Go ahead. What was the phone call?
The phone call.
When the car was delivered.
He said, Randy, you better get up here. This is the biggest piece of crap you've ever seen. It's leaking. What was it? Was leaking. All the gas was leaking out
of the parking lot.
Yeah, they couldn't start it because there was no gas. They were afraid it was going to catch on fire.
In Randy's defense, the picture that he showed me was very deceiving. They shot it from an angle where, and I'm not making this up, you couldn't tell if the car had been rolled in an accident several times and the top was caved in. It was a complete pile of crap. So I get a call from Chuck's Boots, and they said, somebody delivered a car here, and you're supposed to come get it. I said, great. I couldn't wait. I was so excited. My wife drove me down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton. I thought, this is going to be so great. I'm going to drive this thing home. I couldn't drive it home because all the gas had leaked out of it in the parking lot, and it was parked next to the dumpster at Chuck's Boots. It should have been in the dumpster. This was the most embarrassing. They took you for $5,000. They did. He looked at the picture, and trusting this case, it was a mistake to be that trusting, so they took him to the cleaners on this car. So I stared at this thing in the parking lot. I knew I couldn't drive it home. If I did, it would explode and I'd be killed. Now what do I do? So I Google best place to restore old Volkswagen Beetles. And up comes a place in Imperial, Missouri. And I call the guy. And it was a weekend, and they were closed. But sometimes if you call, there's somebody working there anyway. And sure enough, the owner happened to be in the shop, and he answered. And I said, I told him this. I said, they're in the parking lot at Chuck's Boots. There is this piece of crap Volkswagen. Would you go pick it up, take it to your place, turn it inside out, and tell me how much it'll cost to restore it to showroom new condition? So he picks it up, and Monday he calls me. And he said, the good news is there's no rust on the frame. Apparently, that's a big deal if you restore a car. He said, there's no rust on the frame. But this car essentially has to be everything replaced. The seats, the headliner, the dashboard, the steering wheel, the tire, and on and on. And I said, what's that going to cost me? He said, around $20,000, $25,000. I said, get started. Go ahead. So I called Randy and I said, you know, you are the only guy probably who ever gave anybody a gift that cost them $20,000. And you know what he said? He said, but Frank, bud, in the end, you'll be getting what you wanted. And that's all it, won't you? And I thought about it. I thought, he's right. Because I would have paid $25 to get the car. So he was right. In the end, it's going to take about 9 months to completely restore to showroom condition, but that's who this guy is. And I will tell you one other thing, and it's about your people here. You can tell when you go in any place of business how the boss treats the people that work for him by the way they act and their mood and their attitude and the way they treat people coming in. This place is the exact opposite of where we just left, where nobody is happy. It's like working in a funeral home. Dad, am I exaggerating? It's like in a mortuary. The morale is low. People aren't treated fairly. And we walk in here, and it's like a shock to our system because everybody seems to be so energized and so excited. And so I appreciate what you're doing with this station. And this is going to sound really self-serving, I have never made a bad call when it comes to what I do for a living. And I don't think, and this is the circle of life, started here, probably end here. And maybe that's just the way it was meant to be. But so far along the way, every surprise has been a good surprise. There are glitches, there are little hiccups, but that's anywhere. Whether you have old equipment or new equipment.
People
that's
being
just,
late.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What was that?
Nothing. Sorry. No. No. Nothing.
No. What
I was looking
at
that.
What did you just say?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Okay. Limey just explained to me that I misheard him. I thought he was making a crack about me being late today. It turns out I misunderstood him. So I'm sorry. I apologize if I thought you said
that. Was that in your contract? You come in when you want?
I think it is.
It is? All right.
It will be when I get a hold of it and write it in there and forge your signature on
whatever you want, Frank. I answer to you, buddy.
Thank you for giving us. And for you folks who are AM and the PM, let me tell you the other thing you need to know about this guy. I can say one positive thing about the place we came from, and that is, except for the horrible things they did, they left us alone. And he is leaving us alone. He basically said, you bring the show over here that your listeners like, and you just keep doing it the same way. That's all he wants. That's all we want. So thank you for giving us a chance to do what we do here. And I think, less time than most people could ever imagine it could happen, all of a sudden, the people who've ignored 590 for a long time are going to sit up and take notice and go, uh-oh, there's another real competitor in town, and it's 590 The Fan. Do you know the phone number to call in here? You're the owner. Do you know the number?
No. I have no idea. I don't call.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. This is a guy who calls me to hire me who's never even heard me. Would you like me to tell you the phone number?
No.
Well,
tell the people.
No, I'm going to anyway because the listeners will hear it and they need to hear it over and over and over. It's 855-282-TALK. And the way we remember it is at 855, two cannibals ate two people and then they talked about it. 855-282-TALK. See? Now, great. Do you know the number? No?
What no. No.
he still doesn't know.
Short term.
Is there anything, because you've said pretty much nothing. I did all the talking. Is there anything we left out?
I'm a little disappointed you haven't commented on the way I dress.
All right, let's do that.
Oh.
No, let's do that.
Well,
again.
He brought it up.
No, I'm not exaggerating here. When I met him, he had on wrinkled khaki shorts and a rumpled golf shirt that looked like he slept in it. I'm looking at him now. That's exactly what he's wearing now. It's what he has worn every single time I've seen him. Wrinkled khaki shorts and a rumpled golf shirt. The night we went to dinner at Annie Gunn's, I said, Randy, for goodness sake, would you wear long pants to Annie Gunn's? Here's his answer. Hell no. I don't like long pants. I like shorts. I've been to Annie Gunn's with shorts. I don't do as well as you do, Tim. I've been there before with shorts. So they didn't care. No, I'm not wearing long pants. I have never seen him in anything but khaki shorts, a rumpled golf shirt.
Do you wear shorts in the
winter? Yes,
the
he
winter
does.
Don't
pretty
you?
Much. I have these pajama pants, I guess. I'm not sure what they are, but that's what I wear. Yeah. I don't own any long pants.
Well, hold on a second. You don't own a pair of long pants?
No. I don't own a pair of long pants.
You got to be the only... I'm not kidding. The only... Do you own a suit?
No. Absolutely not. I don't wear suits. I don't wear long pants. I don't go to weddings. I don't go to funerals.
I don't go to weddings or funerals either. We got that in
there
common.
You go.
I don't
so
like
I don't go anywhere where I can't dress the way I want to dress. It's just the way it is. I said when I reached a certain... deal that this is the way I was going to be.
Well,
so.
you know what? Good for you, because when I reached a certain point, I said no more remotes, no more meetings. I'm not doing that either.
Frank, every time we talk, you always comment about my pants. Would you feel better if I, like, took my pants off and sat here and talked to you?
Edit that out.
Yeah,
edit that out. Right. I don't want anybody to hear that.
All right, well, I brought you a present, though, Frank. I brought you a present.
Another yellow card?
No, I'm serious. I brought you. No, I brought you a present because I just thought that, you know, you comment on my pants so much.
It's a pair of khaki shorts.
No. They're your size.
Let's see if they're my size.
They're brand new, 32 to 34.
And they're rumpled.
No, are you kidding me? I don't wear 32 to 34. I'm a 36.
Suck it in. They stretch.
Suck it in.
They stretch.
Okay, they do stretch.
You could wear them.
Hey, khaki shorts.
What do you think?
Khaki shorts.
Gotta rock it.
Listen, thank you for letting us do what we do here and for leaving us alone. And you can wear khaki shorts and rumpled shirts all you want, as long as you just let us help you turn this thing into what it can be. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Randy,
I appreciate it.
And don't call him Markle. Everybody does that. That's not the way you pronounce it. It's Randy Markell. Okay? Give it up. Tim, are we exaggerating? Have you ever seen him in anything else?
No, I haven't. And I just want to make sure, Frank, when you get that yellow car fixed, you're going to show up for work on time and that thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're going to show up for work on time?
Yeah. Okay, good. Absolutely. I'll make sure the clock is set
and perfect. Rumple those up a little bit before you wire them.
All right. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'll just turn it over. We'll do some spots. We'll come back. We'll take some phone calls. You know the number. You know the cannibal story. 855-282-TALK on 590, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Everyone knows that right now you need to be refinancing. Mortgage rates are at our lowest levels, and home values are skyrocketing. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. Conventional loans, VA, FHA, HARP, Jumbo, USDA, we do it all. Refinancing or buying a home, apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis is home for all the games, all the time.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Oh. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
When Murphy was born, the doctor dropped him.
Sorry about that, man. They're just so slippery.
On his first birthday, the single candle on his cake burned down the family home.
Grab the cat!
When he was 12, he hit his first home run, which hit his father in the head and left him thinking he was a chicken.
Dad?
Throughout Murphy's life, anything that could go wrong did. But now, even Murphy can win.
I can?
With MyBookie.ag, anyone can bet on sports and win.
But I never win anything.
All you have to do is sign up to get 50% bonus cash. Bet with confidence. MyBookie.ag has fast payouts and the best customer service in the business.
I just bet on the Browns to win the big game. That's Brady's team, right?
Okay, maybe Murphy will never win. But you can on MyBookie.ag. Log on today and use the promo code radio.
Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? We listen to our clients and we take care of them. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you a lower rate, better loan with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
We're going to the phones. I think you know the, real quickly, three ways to listen to this radio station, 590 AM, the traditional way, you know, with the AM radio, the app, which is 590, the fan, or if you have an HD radio, and if you don't, you know what? I think you can go into Best Buy or anywhere. I don't think they're really expensive. Get yourself a little HD radio, and it's 105.7 HD2. Here's our phone number. We'd be happy to chat with you. It is 855-282-TALK. Let me see if I can get the numbers right. 855-282-2855. Is that right?
I believe so. Isn't it the same as the backwards? Yeah.
855-282. See, talk is easier.
Yeah, talk way easier.
8255.
8255.
8552828255.
You know, if this station would just carry the Cubs, we could do like a Harry Carey promo and say, hey, it's 855 Cub Talk.
You just wanted to do Harry Carey.
No, that's... I'm just saying, that's how you can remember it. Cub Talk. I'm just, I like 2-8 Cannibals.
I like the Cannibal story. Wow, somebody's been holding forever. His name is Dustin. Put him up here. Dustin, how are you?
I'm great. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Not much. I listened yesterday, actually, to listen to the podcast. 590 doesn't quite come in up here in Virginia, Illinois, quite as well as the other place did. But I picked it up on the podcast. Very enjoyable. And I tell you one improvement that I noticed right off the bat.
Let me guess what it is. Not all those stinking commercials.
Exactly right. Yeah. Half the time and coming back at the top of the hour, that'd be worth the other place.
No. This guy you just heard made a deal with me to limit the commercials to 12 minutes. That other place was, it seemed like more commercials than content. And it was irritating and aggravating, not just to me, but to people who listen. And we've eliminated that. And it's noticeable to us as we sit in here. We have more time to talk and talk to you, so... It's going to make a world of difference. I'm glad yeah, you noticed
it's
it.
It's great. Right. It is great. And I got one comment on the podcast.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if you or who have anybody there controls it. I don't know how to put podcasts together or anything like that.
I don't either.
The show yesterday was in 8 different segments on little podcast
right.
when I was going to play it.
Right.
And that's not a huge deal, but they're in reverse order.
Yeah, I don't have anything to do with that. Will it play if you hit one segment? Will it trip into the next segment and the next segment? Will it go segment to segment?
Well, if you start at segment 8, and it'll play backwards to segment 1. So you listen to the show in reverse order.
But that's it.
So
you,
if they were to,
you hit 8, and it'll automatically trip all the way to the end of the show.
Well, right? No. Segment 8 is the last segment of the show.
But that's what I'm saying. But shouldn't 8 be the last segment? 1 should be the first segment.
But if you click on it, like, okay, segment 1 is at the bottom of the list. If
okay.
I click on segment 1, the beginning of the show,
right.
then I have to go in and manually click segment 2 to play it. It won't skip to segment 2.
Okay, it won't trip.
But if you click on segment 8, it'll click automatically to segment 7. So you're listening to the show in
No, that is order. That's messed up. I agree with you. Right. We'll mention that, and whoever is in charge of that, maybe we get them to flip it and reverse it.
I appreciate that.
I think that's a legit complaint.
Okay. My last question.
Sure.
Did you ever finish the assignment for the other place? Or are you still on assignment?
I am still on a secret assignment every Friday. Yeah. That continues. Yeah, that continues. I work for a governmental agency that I cannot talk about.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good to know.
Thank you, Dustin.
Welcome to 590, and I'm going to keep listening.
I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Yep. Holding next longest, I believe, is Steve. Let's get Steve in here. Hello, Steve. How are you? What's going on?
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was working on a soda machine in the back of Chuck's Boots in Fenton one day, and there was a nice guy sitting there at the table doing paperwork and eating his lunch while I was working on the soda machine. And we just talked about everything until he finally looked at me and said, "You think I can get one of them waters out of that machine while you're working on it?" I said, "Yes, sir, go ahead." I handed him one. He tried to give me $1.75. I said, "No, sir, it's all right. Go ahead." So we talked a little bit, and he said, I'm Randy. And I said, "I'm Steve." And we talked for probably 45 minutes, and I left. As I'm walking out, the employees looked at me and said, "Do you know who that was?" I said, "Some nice guy named Randy eating his lunch." They said, "He's the owner of Chuck's Boots."
Yeah.
I said, "As far as I know, he's just a nice guy who was eating his lunch, and I gave him a water while I was working."
He's the most regular, average person you'll ever meet.
I would have never had any idea. He was just another guy sitting there in the lunchroom eating his lunch along with everybody else. didn't act any different than anybody else. Just as, and every time I had met him since then, just as nice a guy as you'd ever want to meet. You'd never have any idea he had a dime any more than anybody else.
Yeah, well, he does. He does now. Steve, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. I love this name, Kayla. Kayla, how are you?
I'm great. I just called to tell my dad that I love him, and he sounds great on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. It's Kayla, as in Randy's stepdaughter, I believe.
Yes. Very nice to meet you.
You sounded great because you didn't say that much.
No.
If we had let him talk a lot, you know, you got
to. I didn't get to hear him too much. He's got a voice for radio.
No, it's funny because normally you can't stop him from talking, but he got in here, and for some reason, that's okay. That's okay. That was all right. I just wanted him to come in so we could thank him for letting us do what we do. All right?
All right. All right, Kayla. Thank you so much. Love you, Dad. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. He's not in the room anymore, but I'm sure he heard that. Mark is going to be next. Mark, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing there, Mr. Pinion?
Fantastic. What's up?
Hey, enjoy the show. I want to know, what does that meaning, AM and PM mean? What does that mean?
It means two things. It means that years and years ago, this was a morning show, an AM show, like AM in the morning, and we moved it to the afternoon. So it was an AM show in the afternoon. It also means this. It's on the AM band, and it's on in the PM. So AM and the PM has two meanings, radio band and time of day.
Okay, very good. And I got to ask you a question. I think you said when you were on that previous, I won't say the name of that show, said you had more prisoners listening to your show than most other show.
I can't prove that, but we've always had lots of people in jail and prisoners who listen over the years.
Well, that's funny you say that, because how do prisoners are not supposed to have any electronics? How do they listen to your show?
Well, it depends on which prison you're in. No, they're prisons with cable TV. It depends on whether it's maximum security, whatever your crime was, and what kind of prison you're in. Oh no, there are plenty of jails, prisons, that have certainly radios, and some of them cable television. So, obviously, the ones with radios were listening.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering how you felt that contrast as far as prisoners listening to your show. I mean, does that mean that you want that, you would rather have that labeled on you, having prisoners listen to your show?
That's not a label. I don't care who listens to this show. I don't care what kind of people listen. That's not a label. The fact that prisoners, whatever the number is, listen to the show doesn't mean that I'm a convict or that there's anything about us that's criminal. Jokes are jokes. Stories are stories. And if you're a human being, whether you're a prisoner or a preacher or a teacher or a truck driver, a funny joke is a funny joke. And a good story is a good story. It doesn't bother me at all. I'll take every listener we can get.
Right. Well, it's funny you said that. You said a priest and a teacher, they end up going to more prisons than most professions. Hey, thanks a lot, Frank Opinion. Enjoy your show. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. And I think a lot of teachers would not appreciate what he just said, that preachers and teachers end up going to jail. I don't know where that came
from. Well, everybody
from.
Who breaks the law goes to jail if they get caught, you know, so yeah, let me see where that's going.
The teachers and preacher thing was unnecessary. Dan is up next.
Which one? We got two
Dan. Well, let's take Dan number one. Says from Ladue. Dan right. from Ladue. Dan, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon, and congratulations on your new station, and I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Hey, Frank, I am so glad that you are back. The last 2 weeks has been the most boring time of my life around this time. I would be at home, and the wife would be there. And unfortunately for me, she made me have sex with her.
I hope she's not listening, or you will probably never get any again.
Well, the worst part about it, she made me last more than 3 minutes.
Mm. Okay. I really hope she's not listening. Anything else?
No, but anyway. Oh, shoot, I just said it. But I just,
anyway.
That's the first time I've said it in over 5 years.
Well, it happens. Dan, thank you for the call.
Hi, thank you.
All right, Dan number two
from
St. Charles. Hello, Dan. What's up?
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you?
Great. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
So all I can say is I've been listening to the show, and are you accepting applications for a board op?
Not
really?
Yet. 90 days probation. Not yet.
Okay.
But in his defense, Dan, If you walked in here and you sat in behind what he's sitting behind and looked at it, it's a lot more complicated than he's used to, or most people are used to. And then couple that with the fact that he has 700 sounds that are in a box that he has to get familiar with.
Yeah, that's a lot, Dan.
You're not talking now. And that you have to learn how to access each one of those 700 sounds. And then you have to learn about the timing between me, Dan, and him. And it's a lot. Of all of the three of us, he has a whole lot more to accomplish and learn here than we do. I just walk in late today, in fact, and start talking. He's got the hard part.
All right. Well, just to let you know, I don't have any experience, but I think I can do what he's doing. I got it.
I don't think you could. I don't think you could.
We lost Dan. He dropped off. No, we didn't. Must have been a bad reception.
You dumped him. Now, did you dump him on purpose?
No. That, I had nothing to do with that. It was purely accidental.
He insults you, and then he drops off, and that was an accident?
Purely accidental.
Go to...
Because we don't ever hang up on anybody. What?
Go to Nathan next. Right. He's listening. He's listening somewhere far, far away.
Nathan, how are you, and where are you?
I'm right outside of Haifa, Israel. How are you doing, Frank?
Israel. Wow. We're doing great. What time is it in Israel?
Oh... You would have to ask me that. 1 second. I'm going to look at my clock. I guess after midnight.
After midnight.
That's why I wanted to say I'm AM in the AM.
Well, that was good. Wow. Why are you in Israel? Do you live there? Are you working there?
Yeah, no, I live here. I used to live in Southern Illinois, and I would listen to your show all the time back in the early 2000s. And back when Terry Daly and Karen were there with you.
Right. They passed yeah. away. What took you to Israel?
My wife at the time, she's Israeli, and we just thought it'd be better to just come here and live with her, as opposed to her trying to stay there and live with me in the States.
Wow, what a shock.
So, I've been here for 8 years.
Do you like it?
No.
No.
Is there any?
No. It's nothing like the United States.
Is there any chance that she'll ever agree to come back here?
No, it's not about that. No, we're working on getting her like permanent green card and stuff. I mean, it's coming through. It's just taking some time. But
so when that happens, you will be back.
Anyway,
you will be back when that happens.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Yeah, I'm planning on being there probably in about 2 years. We have a timeline.
Okay. This may be our longest distance call.
I actually had a reason for calling.
Okay.
What?
No, go ahead. I said this may be the longest.
He's calling long distance.
The longest distance call we'll have all week. What is the reason?
Well, I'm doing this for a purpose. First of all, I want to let 590 know that you have fans from all over the world, and they're following you from that old other place that you hated and everybody else didn't like to the new place that you're at. And so you've got lots of people following you that love you and support you. And So the reason why I'm calling, first of all, what's the guy's name at the control board that you guys stick on so much?
His name is Trevor Phillips.
Limey.
Run the control board.
I'm going to turn my mic off.
Yeah, you just run the control board. His name is Trevor Limey Phillips.
Okay, well, I just remember back in the day when Karen was there, you guys had a voiceover that's like, Karen's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hilarious. Sometimes Karen would say something goofy or silly. So because you guys stick on him so much, it's so hilarious. Whenever he does something stupid, you just say, "Limey's an idiot."
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought that would be funny.
Anyway, we'll take that under advisement. Let us know when you get back to the States, will you?
Yeah, I'll call you when I get there.
And thank you for the call all the way from Israel. We appreciate it. Thank you, Nathan.
All right, Frank. We love you. Talk to you later.
Now. Anybody questions whether or not it's global? The show is global. There's your proof right there. How much time do we have? One more? Can I get one more in here?
You can get one more.
At least one more. That would be, I believe, Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank, I just wanted to know, since you made the move, have you had a chance to talk to Tony Bennett or Sean Connery about what they thought
about
the move?
I have. Tony will be in sometime this week, and so will Sean Connery. I'm glad you mentioned that. I just spoke to him this morning. Yeah, they'll be here, whether you want them or not.
Excellent. I'm just checking.
All right, Chris.
I've been with you guys for about 20 years.
That's a long time.
It was a long 2 weeks that you turned on the air, but I'm glad you're on. I'm
I'm able to download the app, and it's crystal clear, Frank. So
all right, I appreciate
good to go.
It. All right, thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. I got a ton of great emails last night. I don't read emails till the morning because when I get home, this is weird, but it's like regular mail. I dread opening it because it's bills and stuff, and I should know that most of the emails are going to be good, but I still, there's like this anxiety. Like I'm going to go read the emails and everybody's going to go, yeah, we heard the first show. It sucked. But that was not the case. We're going to have to take a break here in a minute. I do have the list of jokes. I will do one today from the list that I can only call the best of the best. And they were sent in and suggested by you folks. We have not.
Hey,
yeah,
Frank.
Yeah.
Take line one. I haven't put the name up yet, but I'll let him tell you who he is.
Okay. All right. Line one. Whoever you are, you're on the air. Hello.
I am AM in the PM.
That is Robert the Country Fox. Wow. Robert.
How you doing, Rascal?
I'm doing great. How are you? Well, I know how you're doing. You're,
You guys are sounding great.
Thank you. Is this an audition? Are you trying
no,
to take...
No. No, I just wanted to call and wish you the best.
Robert, that's very nice. I appreciate it. You okay?
I'm super.
You still sound good. If our news guy here, Tim Woodburn, gets sick or has an accident, I'll have to give you a call.
Tim does a fantastic job.
Yeah, did you hear that? That's from Robert the Country Fox, one of the world's greatest. Okay, maybe not. Let's just say it's from Robert Fox. I still remember the slogan, and I don't know if Lee Sherwood stole it or came up with it, but I will never forget it because when I heard it, I thought it was the most hilarious thing in the world. Robert used to work with me and with Lee Sherwood at KUSA when we were on a country station, and it was tremendously successful. But Robert was maybe the worst newsman ever. He just had a great voice. He didn't know squat about the news. And the slogan was, if it's happening in St. Louis, it's news to Robert Fox. And I'll never forget that because it was so true. I go back in the news department, and Robert's taking a nap, his feet up on the desk, and somebody go, hey, Robert, news in 2 minutes. Oh, he'd wake up and clear his throat and go, it's nice to hear from you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
What a fun guy to work with he was. Tim Woodburn, you did radio before.
A long time, about 16 years.
There are a lot of great characters in the radio business.
There really are.
There are a lot of jerks in the radio business, too, but there are a lot of great characters. All right, we're going to work our way up to the news here. We pretty much just take it on up top of the hour, right?
I got a couple more spots that I could play. That would be great.
All right. How refreshing, and I'm sure everybody listens notices this, how nice is it to not hear just a commercial after commercial after commercial after commercial. The same voice, same people. Hi, I'm hmm. Hi, I'm hmm. Thank you for me. Call my friends at this place or that place. Whew, so much easier to do. We're going to take a break. Top of the hour, Tim Woodburn will have the news headlines and a sports update for you and the weather and all that stuff. And then we will come back with hour number three, which, of course, includes the Playhouse and a boots joke in honor of Randy Markell and Chuck's Boots on 590. The Fan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starting Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riplet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and it's time to score big and get in on the action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a single play. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Win with the best only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is Frank Cusumano. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2, Collinsville.